AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 680 and a quarter, is up 5 and a quarter. July is 674, up 8 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 607 and a half, down 9 and a half. July, 613, down 8. March corn, 449 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. July, 459 and three quarters, down 2 and a half. December, 462 and a quarter, down 2 and three quarters. March soybeans, 1385 and a half, down 1. July, 1357 and a half, down 3 quarters. And November, 1158 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 464.90, down a dollar. March soybean oil, 40.63, down 12 cents, now down 11. February live cattle, 145.95, up 80. March feeders, 170.72 and a half, up 52 and a half. And April lean hogs are 99.87 and a half, and they are up 62 and a half. Prospects for a comprehensive agreement on a Trans-Pacific trade pact appear increasingly uncertain as the U.S. and Japan struggle over Tokyo's commitment to keep tariffs on hundreds of farm products. The conference ended today in Tokyo without any final resolution, although further talks are apparently scheduled for May.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Have you purchased your tickets yet for the 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House? It is a week from today. And weather looks like it may be favorable for travel, so if that has been a concern, now may be the time to get yours. There's just a handful left. You can do so by calling 217-333-7300. $30 with your major credit card. We've given you all the great reasons of why to come, including a Sue Martin presentation, as well as great presentations on corn and soybean marketing, cash grain marketing. We'll talk about the Farm Bill and Title I, the commodities title, and get you up to speed on those types of crop insurance and safety net decisions. And, of course, we'll also let you in on what's going to be the potential for land values in 2014. $30, 217-333-7300, and a 25th anniversary hat, a Beef House lunch, and a continental breakfast along the way as well. Joining us on the phone is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana, and I do believe perhaps the only person on the planet who has been to every All-Day Ag Outlook meeting thus far. Good morning, Wayne.
Looking to make it 25 here in a week.
And we look to have you there and enjoy your presence and talk to you about the marketplace on that day as well. Meanwhile, it has been sort of a softer affair, sort of a choppy, soft affair today. March no V-beans going back and forth.
You know, we've had an awfully big run up here lately, Dave. We have, you know, it's been part of fund activity. It's been part of meal short covering. It's been part of the non-cancellations of China and some flooding in some areas in Brazil. All these things adding up and pushing this market on up on a lot of volume here as lately.
Well, May essentially takes over the lead top step because we have first delivery Friday. Most people are already looking at May. And when you do that, there's no resistance between current levels and contract highs.
Basically, that's exactly right, Dave. And, you know, $14 has been the bulls' goal here to shoot and try to shoot through here for the last week and a half. I mean, that's what the talk has been, especially going along that way. Will we start to see, you know, I think we're going to see very much of a slowdown as far as the cash bean sales to China go from us. They've been very active buying beans out of Brazil. They're buying for the May time frame now. May and forward, they've got a lot of things afloat. The bean crush is a negative in China right now as far as figuring that they're making money, but it's been very, very good in the U.S. We did see the basis levels drop back 5 to 12 cents in the U.S. on the big run-up yesterday, basically saying that they have got to sell some meal before they want to pay that much for the beans anymore.
I thought I saw a tweet this morning, didn't have a chance to verify it, that now beans out of Brazil are cheaper than U.S. beans.
Yeah, yes. I think that's why, you know, that China and the other exporters are looking down there for their future needs.
Turn our attention to corn. This looks like it's kind of an inside kind of week.
Well, basically, you know, we know that we've got a good supply of old crop corn. Corn has been following the beans on up, but we've had very good export numbers, so we've worked, you know, lurking along here, thinking that the beans pulling it up also along the way, and a little reaction that way. But we're probably at a much fairer price for corn, knowing the supply situation that we have going on right now.
Is the near-term trend still bullish?
I would say sideways to friendly.
Sideways to friendly, and support at Monday's low at, 452, would you say?
Yes, I would say that... as we're looking at those, way, that's pretty good, because you're talking about the May now, of course, right?
Yes.
Right, yes.
All right, and then let's turn our attention to the wheat, and it has rallied significantly in recent sessions, and if you look at May wheat, 617 and three quarters or thereabouts, that was the January 6 high. Is it a swing high?
You know, the wheat had a good day yesterday. We're setting back a little bit today. You know, it's been sort of hanging in there with the corn. We did have talk of, we were overdone the correction of the downside of the option expiration on Friday. We bounced back on that. But we've still got an awful lot of wheat trying to work its way out of Canada. Thinking they were talking about getting their rail car situation straightened out. And of course, as the Ukraine, seem to work out their political problems, they'll become very aggressive sellers of wheat and corn also, and I think that's what's hitting the wheat market there today.
If you haven't done any marketing, you want to reward the market at these levels?
You know, I think we maybe just keep our powder dry on the wheat as far as right now, but a little up, though, because the July, if we can get that back over 620 or something mm-hmm. like that, we might want to think of a little new crop sales.
How about new crop sales in either corn or soybean?
The corn, basically, we're trying to shoot between the 465 and the 475 level for our next sale in the corn. And the November beans, I think until we see some cancellations while we sit back, we try to get it up maybe, if we're just looking at points, we're probably looking at the 1175 to 1185 range.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 450 and a half, down one. December, 463 and three quarters, down one and a quarter. March soybeans, 1390 and a half, up four. November, 1160 and a half, now 60 and a quarter, now 60 even, down a quarter. March soybean meal, 466.80, up 90, now up 80. March soybean oil at 40.66 is down 9 cents. Call now for your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. It's just 1 week away. That's right. It'll be next Tuesday, March 4th. You can still reserve your spots by calling 217-333-7300. $30 with your major credit card. And a day full of informative programming. You're sure to come away with a marketing tip or two, as well as a 25th anniversary hat. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.